If you have your Bibles now, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 19. And I would like to read with you today the two verses about which we were thinking when we closed our broadcast the last time we were together. Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. And his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. We were talking about how the bride had made herself ready for the marriage feast. And we suggested to you that she made herself ready by preparing her trousseau. We learned in these verses that her trousseau was made up of fine linen. And we learn that the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. We reminded you that there were two Greek words for our English word righteousness. One of them is the Greek word dikaiosune, which refers to imputed righteousness. The righteousness which we receive, the righteousness which is imputed to us, the very moment we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. This might be called foundation righteousness. Another word we called to your attention was the word dikaioma, which refers to righteous acts or righteous deeds or righteous works. It is this word, dikaioma, which is used here in Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. We suggested to you that the 8th verse might be read then, if you permit somewhat of a paraphrase. To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints, the righteous acts of the saints, the good deeds of the saints. Now, today as we continue our discussion, we might ask, what do we learn from this verse? Well, we learn that when the bride stands ready to be married, she is going to be clothed foundation-wise with the righteousness of Christ. But her outer robe is going to be woven of the good deeds, the good acts, the good works which she has performed upon this earth. I wonder, does this remind you of anything? Remember, in the book of the Revelation, there are numerous warnings scattered about here and there to remind us that we should be alert as Christians, that we should be guarding ourselves for the Lord. Turn back with me for a moment to chapter 16 and notice verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. You see what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying? He's saying, I'm going to come one of these days. I'm going to slip up on you, as it were. You had better be looking out for your wardrobe if you don't. When I come one of these days, your garments will not be what they ought to be. You will walk naked, and they will see your shame. Of course, you understand that this is relative language. We use the same kind of language methods today. How often have I heard the female members of my family say, I haven't got a thing to wear? The first time I heard that, I was right alarmed. Then I looked in the clothes closet and I realized they were just talking. What they meant was that they didn't have anything they particularly liked. Or what they meant was they didn't have anything that they thought would do for that particular occasion. It wasn't that somebody had stolen all their clothes. They had more than enough clothes to wear, but not suitable clothes. And how did they express it? I haven't got a thing to wear. Now that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ means here in verse 15. If you don't be looking out after your garments, you will be caught without anything to wear on the most important day of your life. The most important day of your life is going to be your wedding day, and you don't want to be caught without anything to wear, do you? Go back to Revelation 19, and notice in the last part of verse 7 that the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ has made herself ready. And in verse 8, associated with making herself ready is a reference to all her good deeds, to all her good works, to all her righteous acts. In the light of what the Word of God teaches, without reviewing to a great extent, I would like to suggest that preceding the marriage of the Lamb is the judgment seat of Christ. When believers are taken out of this world at the end of this age, they are taken into heaven. And as we have been studying in the book of Revelation from chapter 6 through 19, great judgments go on the earth. But while this judgment is going on the earth, up there in heaven, the judgment seat of Christ is in session. This judgment seat of Christ is that time when all Christians will stand before the Lord, and the white light of God's impartial judgment will evaluate every one of their deeds. Their deeds will be measured as clothing suitable for the wedding. I wonder how you will stand in that day. Will it be true of you, as the Lord Jesus Christ warned that it might be true, that you will be standing naked, and people will see your shame because you won't have anything fit to wear to the wedding? Will it be true that you will have spent your time in preparation on a great many things, but no preparation on your trousseau? Think about that. As I ask you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, to find an illustration of how your good deeds are going to be judged when you stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Keep in mind that this judgment seat of Christ described here is not related to your salvation. Let's get that settled. Your salvation is settled the moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The moment you trust Him as your Savior, your salvation is settled, and nothing can change that. But after you are saved, you begin to do something for the Lord. Or at least you ought to. You may waste all your time and effort and have nothing to show for a lifetime of service. Or you can use your time and your effort wisely and be well prepared for the wedding that is to come. Notice now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. Now if any man build upon this foundation, and of course this foundation is described in verse 11 as Jesus Christ, that is your relationship to Him. If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, that's one way to build, wood, hay, or stubble, that's another way to build. Now we pause and say today, how are you building? Are you building out of gold and silver and precious stone? Are you building out of wood, hay, and stubble? What does gold, silver, and precious stone mean? I don't know. Oh, there are many interesting suggestions by various Bible scholars that are well worth your time in pursuing. They will be a blessing to you. But nobody knows what gold and silver and precious stones are. Nobody knows what the wood and hay and stubble are. There are suggestions that are of interest, but the Bible doesn't say specifically what they are. I would say this to you, keep it in mind. It takes a lot more effort to produce gold, silver, and precious stone than it does wood, hay, and stubble. Wood, hay, and stubble you can get a lot quicker then you can get gold, silver, and precious stones. And that might be a way to measure what your efforts are. Now notice verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. God is going to put your works to the test one of these days, beloved. It's called the test of fire. If your works stand the test of fire, as in verse 14, you will receive a reward. Will wood, hay, and stubble stand the test of fire? Not likely. Will gold, silver, precious stone stand the test of fire? Yes, I believe it will. If you are building out of gold, silver, and precious stone, you will receive a reward. Now notice verse 15. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Here again it is emphasized that this judgment does not have anything to do with your salvation. You will be saved whether you have any clothes to wear to the wedding or not. You will be saved even though your clothes may be patched and torn. But the purpose of the judgment seat of Christ is to determine what kind of work you have been doing on the earth and whether your clothes are presentable when that day comes. Now, this is as far as we're going to have time to go today. But as the bride described in Revelation 19 had made herself ready, I hope that you, who have received the Lord Jesus Christ, will be working on your trousseau for the wedding that is to come by and by.